Nolte, Despair Settles into the Never Trump World. By John Nolte on January 23, 2024. I'm all for raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. But my favorite thing in the world is watching the smug fascists in the Never Trump movement deal with failure and despair. Oh, Jonah Fauntleroy Goldberg's having a bad day? In the Nolte household, that piece of news ranks right up there with cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Never Trumpers are close to giving up hope, reads the Hill headline. Knowing Never Trumpers are giving up hope means you can keep your bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. It gets better, so much better. Former President Trump is on the cusp of becoming the GOP's presumptive nominee for the third time, reports the Hill. It's a scenario that leaves the band of conservatives opposed to him appalled and deeply pessimistic about the future of the party. It's his party, plain and simple. I'm not a fan of his, but it's a MAGA party now. And he's the leader of that, said former Representative Joe Walsh. RL, who mounted a longshot primary challenge to Trump in 2020 and left the GOP soon afterward. This party cannot be reformed, cannot be fixed. It's on the track it's on, Walsh acknowledged. I don't see, in my lifetime, it getting off this track. Loser says what? The party needs to burn to the ground and rebuild itself, Never Trumper Susan Dal Persio told The Hill. It's not going to happen in 2 years. To be fair, there is one thing I do love about Never Trumpers, and that is their total lack of dignity. Imagine all the entertainment we would lose if these entitled crybabies, warmongers, and, let's be honest, Democrats had even a shred of self-respect. No more Twitter tantrums. No more meltdowns on cable news. No more harumph 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 editorials full of man-baby rage, impotency, pouting, and well I never door slamming. Do you think things don't get to me? Do you think I don't get angry and frustrated? Of course I do. I'm human. But you'd never know that because I try not to bear my ass in public. The Never Trump movement is all about ass-bearing, and it is glorious. Best of all, the Never Trump movement is a big nothing now. These cultural supremacists, with their unearned arrogance and self-importance, are nothing more than a cheap, greedy grift living in a velvet-lined ghetto with no impact whatsoever on the national conversation. These guys are so craven and desperate that they do business with and shield pigs like this guy. When these liars and leftist appeasers aren't trying to impress one another, because no one else is paying attention, they're debasing themselves, pimping themselves out for three life-justifying minutes on KLAL or MSNBC. Oh, we don't disagree with Trump's policies. It's his character we find intolerable. And that's why they side with establishment Nikki over MAGA DeSantis. Watching Trump drive these sulking, neurotic bigots and backstabbers into depression, despair, and the Democrat Party is my justice porn. By this time on Wednesday, according to the polls, Trump will have handily wrapped up the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. And knowing that Never Trumpers will be left feeling rejected and wretched should put joy in the hearts of all decent people. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.